Hey, it's Mike here. So, as the title suggests, this is not an episode of Vanya and Mike Can't Not. We were unable to record this week for reasons that I'm sure we'll discuss in our next episode. But just to put something out there, I have the latest episode of another podcast I work on, We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City. It's a podcast I co-created and co-host with Elise Castle about, well, you can probably guess. It's a short episode where we discuss what was known about the new follow-up series and just like that a few weeks ago when we recorded it. I hope you enjoy, or feel free to skip over and, you know, just don't tell me. Also, this was recorded before the passing of Willie Garson. Our thoughts are with his friends and family, and we hope very much this upcoming series gives us a little more time with Stanford Blatch and the man who made him what he was. We miss you already. All right, here's the show. Hi, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
Ooh, that was loud on my end.
Oh.
I think it's all going to be fine. We have a weird situation where we're recording in the same room, but on two different devices, and I just can't look at you.
Yeah, we're not looking at each other. I'm looking. So we are on a stage right now. I'm looking downstage, and Mike is looking stage left. So I'm just looking at him in profile.
I'm in profile.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like a weird album cover right now. But it's going to work, and we don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump right into it.
What are we doing today?
Well, today, a lot of you have been asking about my skincare routine. No, a lot of you have been asking about like our thoughts about the reboot, clearly, because we just finished an episode. Doing a podcast for 3 years about Sex and the City. And then we were like, what are we going to do next? And then HBO called us and they were like, hey, guys, we know you just finished this podcast and we need more content. So we're going to actually do a reboot of Sex and the City.
HBO is really hurting for content.
Yeah. So they were like, oh, my gosh, this podcast needs more to talk about. No, that's not what happened. But it is happening. There is a reboot happening. And so we're talking about it. And there's been a lot of information that has been released about the reboot. They're kind of doing it in this teaser way where they're, you know, on Instagram and just like that, so-and-so is. And it's cool because it's, you know, getting everyone excited for the reboot. I honestly have not been following too closely other than what has officially been released by the And Just Like That and HBO people, because I don't want the spoilers. The same way that it was hard for me going through this not knowing about the show, because I didn't want the spoilers. So I do have a little bit of spoilers because I went on the IMDb page, but I know that there was leaked scripts, and sure, but like that could mean anything, and who knows, like Sarah Jessica Parker could have leaked it herself, you know. We don't know.
Yeah, you kind of can't take any of it at face value, because even, I mean, like, I read that page or whatever, mm-hmm. but who knows if that was even real? Like, they tell the stories about how, like, the girls would go out on the set wearing a wedding gown,
right.
or be like, that was a crazy dream sequence. So you, none of it's stuff that you really know until it actually
and
airs.
And also in 2021, I can't imagine, I don't know. I mean, I've had commercial auditions where I feel like it is so confidential and it ends up being like the most ridiculous thing. Like, I just can't imagine how Sex and the City, the reboot script, just gets leaked. But, you know, things happen.
So things we know.
Things we know.
We know the three ladies are back.
Yes, we do know the three ladies are back. And, well, the fifth lady is back too, New York City.
Correct.
But we know that Kim Cattrall is not joining us.
We do know that. There's been a lot of speculation, like, did they kill her off? Are they blah, 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 blah? No one knows what exactly is going to be done with her character. But what we do know is more than one person involved has said that Kim Cattrall is more than welcome to join season two if there is a season two.
Yeah.
So she's not going to be killed off. It won't be anything permanent. I joked with someone that I think that she's just going to be invisible.
Or are they going to do like Roseanne, where they like do a dream sequence? Didn't they do that with Dan?
Well, that was just that the whole last season was a dream, or like the whole last season wasn't real, which was kind of terrible.
Yeah. And sometimes they... I mean, you know this better than I, but I'm trying to think of like different shows or whatever and like how they've handled these situations. But I don't really have anything as to like why that person wasn't on the show anymore.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good example of that. I mean, I know that when Will and Grace came back, Rosario wasn't there for the right. for the reboot. And there was a reason why. And I actually don't remember what it was, but that character eventually passed away. So, I mean, spoiler.
Well, yeah, so Samantha's not coming back. There's been a lot of, like, I'm not going to watch it if Samantha's not there. And, okay.
I think that, listen, I get that it's upsetting, as in, you know, she was one of the four girls. Like, she was a major plot point. And she was kind of, in a lot of ways, like, the sex in the city.
Right.
And so it's a bummer. Like, I'm sad that the character's not going to be there, but It's not going to stop me from watching what the other characters are doing.
Right. I mean, I will say I actually watched the whole thing of the Gossip Girl reboot, and I wasn't a huge fan of it. So I do hope that Sex and the City is a little bit better. But anyway, I think it will be. You know, I just heard recently from a friend that sometimes it's easy in life to focus on who's not at the party as opposed to who is. And they were talking about, like, just in life when we tend to focus on the things like, I didn't get that or this or whatever, and I'm really sad. And so I think in this case, we should focus on who is at the party.
Yeah, so who's at the party? Who's joining the party?
Who's joining the party? So we have Kathy Ang coming to us as Lily York Goldenblatt, who is the reason why Carrie and Big did not get married.
It was all her fault, wasn't it?
It was really all her fault. So I can say who they are and you can say what they've done.
Okay.
So what has Kathy done?
Kathy hasn't done a lot that I know. She was in one episode of Rami.
Okay.
She was a voice in Over the Moon, which was an animated film from last year.
So she's a newcomer. Welcome, Kathy. I love that she was the first one that I was like, let's talk about.
You went alphabetically, I think.
Yeah, I think I did. So let's talk about who's coming back. We have Kristen Davis.
Yeah.
Coming back as Charlotte. We have Sarah Jessica Parker coming back as Carrie Bradshaw. I did get a little bit of, like, they were posting that they were filming and she's smoking in a scene. Carrie has picked up a bad habit in 2021. We have Cynthia Nixon with a much better haircut. We have Chris Noth coming back as Mr. Big. A friend of mine saw him on the street the other day and screamed, I love you, Big, which I was like, come on, we're doing that still. Yeah. And he's like, I had to. We have Sada.
Yeah, Sada Ramirez.
And they are coming back as Che Diaz. I know Sada as Lady of the Lake from Spamalot.
Yeah. And then, of course, Grey's Anatomy for many seasons, and then also was on Madam Secretary for the last season or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting character. Sada's going to play a podcaster.
Oh.
Getting on our turf.
Yeah. Step off.
But I'm imagining that the character will be kind of a sounding board. And my understanding is it will be a gender nonconforming character that I think will have a lot to say about perhaps past things that have happened on the show and commenting on storylines that are happening. I'll be very curious to see how this character is.
No, it'll be great because I do think that, you know, the character's had a lot of opportunity to grow in so many ways. And one of the fun things about our podcast was our ability to look at it through the lens of 2021 and seeing, like, okay, we're all flawed humans, but where could they have done better? And Sarah Jessica Parker has even spoken out, Michael Patrick King has as well, about where they could have done better. So this will be a really cool opportunity to see, like, are they going to do better? We have Nicole Ari Parker coming in as Lisa Todd Wexley. I'm wondering if that character is related to Mary Todd Lincoln.
Probably not.
Okay.
This actress was on Empire for a good part of its run. Couple episodes of Younger. Once again, some of these people are actors and actresses that I don't know very well.
Okay. I don't know. Whenever there's a Todd in the middle name, I just think.
You just assume.
Just assume Mary Todd.
As one does.
We have David Eigenberg. Now, I'm going to say something that I discovered, and I'm a little bit upset about it. And it could be wrong. It could just be IMDb being a real little bitch. But they said that both David Eigenberg and Evan Handler were only in one episode of And Just Like That.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know that we can necessarily because I'm looking at that right now, and like the number of people that have 10 episodes credited that I'm imagining are not really going to be in 10 episodes.
Right.
And then a number of actors that have one episode that I think that a lot of that stuff gets worked out later on.
Right. And I think that maybe there's actually only one episode that's been officially submitted to IMDb and everyone else has kind of like done it on their own.
Right.
So I hope that's not true. And I hope Dear Evan Handler gets better reviews than Dear Evan Hansen, the movie.
Woof.
We haven't seen it yet.
I'm still going to see it in the theater. I don't care.
Willie Garson is playing Stanford Blatch.
Yeah, we get Stanford back. We get Anthony back as well. Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be together?
Stay tuned.
Did we ever call them Stanthony?
I don't know.
Anyone call them Stanthony or Antford? I like that.
Stanthony is better, I think.
Yeah. We have Cree Cicchino.
Cree Cicchino. Let's maybe go with that.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a New York actress, but once again, this is someone who I don't really know much about.
But you know what? I like that. I like that Sex and the City is continuing to bring back New York actors.
Oh, yeah, 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 absolutely.
You know, because that was something they did before, and I like that they're doing it now. Because they could have gone... Now, both, like, Kathy and Cree, I'm assuming they're younger, have credits and stuff, but they didn't... They weren't like, oh, let's get the... TikToker.
Yeah, and speaking of New York actors, we have Chris Jackson joining.
Right.
Of In the Heights and Hamilton fame.
We also have Isaac Cole Powell, who I saw in Once on This Island.
I also saw him Once on This Island. I did not see him in the very short-lived West Side Story.
But now we will see him in And Just Like That. We have Sarita Chowdhury.
She's another, she's actually one that if you look at her, like, you'll know her from a bunch of stuff. Right. Like, she's worked so much. I'm trying to think of what I primarily knew her from. She was... Homeland for a good amount of time, Little Fires Everywhere, Jessica Jones. Like, if you look her up, she's one of those people that you've seen in a bunch of stuff.
Okay. We have Karen Pittman, who was on The Morning Show, which you really liked.
I do like The Morning Show. Season 2 coming up soon. I'm excited for that.
She's also a New York actress. She went to NYU. It says here she was in a Lincoln Center production of Disgrace. She was in The Americans. Luke Cage. She was in Pipeline. Oh, I remember Pipeline. We have Julie Halston, who will be coming back as Bitsy Von Muffling.
And yet I don't see any sign
of Nathan Lane.
Of Nathan Lane
could
coming
that mean
back.
They got a divorce?
Who knows? Maybe that perfect marriage didn't work out.
I wonder what could have caused that divorce. And then we have Brenda Vaccaro.
All right, so I'm going to give a tiny bit of behind the scenes information here.
Uh-oh.
This is our second attempt at recording this particular episode.
Oh, yeah.
We had major malfunctions the first time through, but this was where we tripped up, so let's hope that Brenda Vaccaro doesn't mess our recording up again.
Oh yeah, well, we messed up last time because we were recording remotely and my computer had like 36,000 episodes of The Daily on it and it kept saying my like storage was full, and so GarageBand just kept shutting down. And then yesterday I deleted 16,000 emails off my phone, and I also deleted all the episodes of The Daily.
So what is your history with Brenda Vaccaro?
My history from Brenda Vaccaro is that there's the musical title of show, which I love. And then they had a musical after that that I saw at the Vineyard called Now Hear This. And in Now Hear This, there's a line where they say Brenda Vaccaro. So that is my personal journey with Brenda Vaccaro.
So my personal history with Brenda Vaccaro, because I feel like last time we recorded, I was like, I know her. I don't know why I know her, but I have like an affinity for her.
Oh.
Like there's a reason why like I have like love for her.
Is this your mother?
Brenda Vaccaro is my mother. Brenda Vaccaro, I love that we've said her name 5,000 times. Brenda Vaccaro was in the much maligned movie Supergirl from 1984. She was Bianca. She was like Faye Dunaway, the evil character's like henchwoman.
Okay.
And anyways, I have a fondness for that film from a very young age when I had like a little gay boy crush on Helen Slater. Who was also the legend of Billie Jean. It's still a
None
great movie.
None of this
movie.
Makes sense.
It holds up. It's amazing. It's so good. Why doesn't it make sense?
They had a gay boy crush on a person named Helen.
I probably just wanted to be her.
Okay.
But yeah, I really loved Helen Slater when I was a little kid. And yeah, so that's it. When I realized who it was, I was like, oh, Brenda Vaccaro, Supergirl. Not a good film. Not a good movie.
We love Brenda Vaccaro. Am I missing some other cast members that you want to talk about?
I think we've hit all like the major players.
Great.
Oh,
yes.
No, Brady.
Oh, Brady. Brady Hobbs.
Yeah, Brady Hobbs will not be the actor that has played that character in the past. Did we decide his name is pronounced Niall?
Niall
Cunningham?
Yes.
Yeah, he was
Well, I know a Niall.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to assume.
I think you're in denial. I don't know what that means.
I am. But we'd have to go there at 2:26 on a Thursday.
Niall Cunningham was in a TV series called Life in Pieces.
Ooh.
Ran for like 4 seasons. Diane Wiest.
That's all that matters.
Diane Wiest is all that ever
my
matters.
One of my favorite moments was the one time where I was like, hey, Mike, can we do this thing? You're like, I want to go see Diane Wiest play a rock.
I really did, and I didn't do it, and I'm still sad about it.
What was that?
She was doing something in
Washington Square Park
where she was like playing a boulder. But it's Diane Wiest playing a boulder. Like, I want to see that.
Yeah.
I'm bummed out that I missed it.
Yeah. So we have some questions. We asked our listeners many, many moons ago to ask us some questions, what they thought. So, you know, we'll answer them to the best of our knowledge. Do you think the four girls will still be together with their husbands? Well, I don't know about Samantha.
Right.
Samantha. She wasn't married.
She was still single. I think the other three will still be married. It seems because all the husbands are coming back. Mm-hmm. So I imagine that they're all still going to be married.
What about Skipper? Do you think anyone's in an open relationship with Skipper?
Skipper is married to the second daughter of the United States from the West Wing in the Bartlett family. I don't know if you knew that his character then joined the West Wing for a couple of... Yeah, okay. So that's all. He I think that he lives in D.C. now. His wife is a scientist.
Did you make this up?
No, this is a real... Like, that actor played a character on the West Wing.
Well, what if it was like a weird Sex in the City, the West Wing crossover?
Yeah, I'm assuming that his name in real life wasn't really Skipper. That was a nickname. And whatever his character on the West Wing was his real name.
Great.
So we know what happened. He's fine.
He's doing good.
He and Eleanor, are doing great.
We have... How do you think they'll explain away Sam's absence? Well, we kind of touched on that already.
Yeah, I think that she'll just be away. Maybe she moved back to LA again. Maybe she's doing her publicist thing. Oh, or they have said that COVID will exist in the world of Sex and the City. Like, Sex and the City always sort of reacted mm-hmm. to things that were really happening. Maybe she's overseas and she can't get back.
Yeah, who knows? Or maybe she's one of those, like, people that haven't left their apartment yet.
Or she's in New Zealand. They handled it really well in New Zealand. Maybe she's just stayed there because she felt safer. She is of a certain age.
She is. And we have someone just thanking us for bringing the term butthole Don into their life. You're welcome.
I wanted to apologize, but okay. Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
And we have here, are you excited? To be honest, I'm not. Maybe they should just leave it be now. Well, I mean, I think it's good. Yeah, I'm excited for now because I don't know what it's going to be.
I was having a conversation just yesterday with a coworker about reboots, and we were mostly touching upon Will and Grace and whether or not that... And that was different because that existed in a different universe from mm-hmm. the original Will and Grace, whereas this is obviously going to be like an actual continuation. And I was saying that I appreciated it for what it was. It wasn't the original, but it's characters that I liked that I got to see more of. And that's kind of how I'm looking at this. I guess part of how I'm looking at this is we didn't get the third movie. Instead, we're getting 10 new episodes.
Yeah.
So it's just an opportunity to explore where these characters are.
And I think too, like, it's always been just kind of like a slice of life show, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. I think you're right. Like, just seeing where the characters are in these new experiences and seeing what happens. And, you know, you don't have to watch it, I guess, but you should.
Yeah. Or, I mean, certainly watch the first episode. I think we'll get a sense fairly quickly of where the tone is. And I know that Michael Patrick King isn't everyone's favorite thing, that he does lean into like the puns and the silliness mm-hmm. and kind of the outrageousness of it. And I get that as well. But once again, for me, it's just sort of looking at it for what it is. It's just more of these, also just more of these actors that I've, mm-hmm. that I've met. I mean, I love Cynthia Nixon. I'll watch Cynthia Nixon do anything. So I'll watch her play her most famous character for 10 more episodes, of course.
Is there anything you wouldn't watch her do?
I mean, yeah, but I'm not going to talk about it on the podcast.
Okay, that's
and you know what? Push comes to shove, I'd probably show up. She's very good. She has 2 Tonys for a reason.
All right, we have, do you think Char and Murr, their kids will have any storylines? Yeah, because they have at least 10 episodes on IMDb. So unless they're just sitting there.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting to examine. I mean, Brady is 19 mm-hmm. in the new series. I think it'll be interesting to examine how these little kids have grown into teenagers and, you know, young adults.
Yeah. I hope it's not like the Rugrats, because when they did like the Rugrats all grown up, it kind of freaked me out. But those are also cartoons.
I was going to say.
So we have Butthole Don. How's it going with Butthole Dawn? All right. Well, I didn't know they had a relationship. I thought it was kind of the same thing. So I don't think there's anything going on there. Do you think Elizabeth Taylor Goldenblatt is still alive? No. I if she is, she would be like the oldest living dog.
But she had puppies.
Right. But
she lives on through them.
Yeah. But they were like, is Elizabeth Taylor? No, I don't think she can be. How many years has it been? Do you think they recast the kids? So?
Yep.
Yep.
They're all recast.
Are you trying to avoid the news on the reboot so you'll be surprised, or just reading everything on it? Trying to avoid.
I'm kind of a little bit of both. It's funny that I'm that person that I don't need any, like, I don't watch Next Time Ons. I'm very mm-hmm. anti, like, Next Week On. Like, I never want to watch those because I don't mm-hmm. want to even hear a lot. Like, I want it to be a surprise. But at the same time, we're also kind of covering it.
Yeah. So
there's a little bit of that that we won't be able to avoid.
Right. Do you think the new show will be good? I don't know. I hope so. I heard Big and Carrie are divorcing in the reboot. Thoughts? I mean, it would make sense just because that's what he does.
I don't think that it's a secret that in the third film, Mr. Big was going to die.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was a secret to Elise. Elise didn't know.
Wow.
yeah, I mean, I think they were pretty open about that.
No one told me.
I think that might be a bit dark for the TV series, but I do think, the entire series / both films were based on tension between Carrie and Mr. Big. So yeah, I don't think things are going to be perfect the entire time.
Right, I don't think they're just going to be like, we love everything and nothing, there are no problems. Justice for Skipper. Thank you. But we've already talked about Skipper has a really good life.
Yeah, he's
moving
fine.
Forward. Are we loving Miranda's gray hair? It looks so chic. Yes, finally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she got really shat upon in that series a few times with those hairdos.
Yeah.
That bowl cut.
It took her a minute to settle into her hairdo. I do like that she sort of looks like Cynthia Nixon.
No, I think that, you know, and I do like I do think all of the women have aged beautifully.
I'm going to tell this story and maybe I'll leave it and maybe I won't. But there was a day at work that I was very, very busy and I had this particular table and I wouldn't say that I was at all rude, but I was a little short. Like I was in a hurry and kind of had to move on. And I went and I was doing something nearby and the host came and handed me a slip of paper to let me know that there was someone in my section. And in this particular situation, it said that Cynthia Nixon was in my section. And I looked square at the person, was like, she's not in my section. I would know if I was waiting on Cynthia Nixon. That was the table. It was the table that I had been a little bit short with. I will say that by the end of the dining experience, she liked me very much. It all went just fine. But she looks really different without her red hair.
Well, that's like when our friend made Patti LuPone pack up her own food. I was like, you don't do that. I was so grateful that I got to transfer that table. Because here's the thing. I've waited on Matt Damon and had no idea I was waiting on Matt Damon. But Patti LuPone got me real nervous. Not because of her behavior. She was perfectly wonderful. It's just I am in such awe of her talent that, like, I don't want to interrupt her and say, how is everything? Or, you know, can I bring you anything at the moment? So luckily, my friend, it was her section that I was watching. So she was able to come in. And I told her, like, big deal there. And she forgot about it because we were crazy busy. And at the end, she goes, oh, no, I made Patti LuPone pack up her own food. Yeah, so she has to live with that. Whose funeral do we think they were filming? I didn't know they were filming a funeral.
I didn't either. Maybe it was Mr. Big.
Spoiler alert, Rosie. and I think, where the F is Aiden? I don't know. Probably hunting for turquoise.
Isn't he like always looking for rugs in foreign countries or something like
that? He'll probably come. I don't know. We'll probably run into him at some point. So that's all the questions that we got there. Yeah, I mean, overall, I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to knowing what's going on. I don't know. I feel like I was always behind in Sex and the City because I was 20 years behind. And now I feel like I'm up to date. And, you know, I'm even like using Carrie-isms in my day-to-day life.
Have you gone back and watched any of this series just for fun?
Yes, I have, a little bit.
It's a really different experience, right?
It's a super experience when you're just watching it and you do realize like what a really cool, like, I don't know, not that I missed out, but I can see how had I had watched it 20 years earlier, I've said this before on the podcast, I think things may have been a little different in my life. Also, we kind of just jumped right into this and we didn't really talk about like anything that happened in our lives. I actually moved to the Upper East Side during this pandemic.
A studio apartment on the Upper East Side.
A studio apartment on the Upper East Side. I made my full, you know, transformation into Carrie Bradshaw. So yeah, I moved to the Upper East Side.
Her address is?
My address is. But no, it wasn't like an intentional thing where it was, you know, I want to be Carrie Bradshaw. It just happened that way. And so that's my interesting story of that. I do think on my way over here, I saw them filming Maybe and Just Like That. They were filming something on the Upper East Side, so I'm just going to assume it was.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and Just Like That. Mike and I no longer work together anymore.
That is correct. We work
I've filed
for the
a
same
restraining order.
She's actually recording this from 500 feet away. It was my birthday recently.
Oh, he's not going to talk about it. He's just going to go into, look at that. Oh,
my friend,
I love that.
Our friend Annabelle got me this very, very cute, we'll put a picture of it up somewhere.
It is a blueprint of Carrie Bradshaw's apartment.
And it's fully furnished.
It's much bigger than mine.
It has the Aiden chair.
Mm-hmm. Does it have the clown table?
Well, we're looking for the clown table. There's no actual clown in it. Was this the clown table?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's very cute. It's a very neat, I haven't put it up yet, but I'm excited to put up my wall.
And her apartment's much bigger than mine. My whole apartment is probably the size of that living room, maybe.
Like bedroom living room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike helped me move in.
Cozy.
I did. Well, there wasn't a lot of moving. I helped set up, I think, more than help move
Mike
in.
Mike sat there while the... No, he came after the movers left.
I did. I was going to say, I wasn't even there for the movers being there. I legitimately helped you, like, move your bed against a wall.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of stuff because I was moving out of an apartment I'd been in for 13 years.
That she was not able to pack up in 1 hour, just for the record.
Okay. Here's the thing, because I remember at one point when they were talking about...
No, it's when they had to get out of the hotel room.
Abu Dhabi.
And you were like... They couldn't pack up a hotel room in an hour. I could pack up my entire apartment in an hour. It was days.
Months.
Months. Okay. It took her forever to pack up her apartment.
I had a lot. I had been there for 13 years, and it was a big deal. And I had done two moves because I had, like, moved to a temporary spot, and then I moved to this spot. But anyway, I'm moving from this, like, house in Queens to this Upper East Side studio, and I got rid of everything, like, all my furniture, because it just wouldn't fit. So I bought a new bed. Mike helped me with... everything else, and he set up my TV, which was very important to him, and not that important for me. And now I have more stuff, like I have a couch and a TV stand, and I have all the things, and he helped me put my guitar and my banjo on the wall, and yeah, we'll probably be married in 2022. So that's, you know,
we don't even have like an official date for when this series is premiering, so no. Who knows when we'll be back.
Yeah, who knows when we'll be back. I mean, we're just doing one thing at a time. But hold on, one more thing.
Speaking of.
So another thing we mentioned before was the online entertainment publication, The Dip. They're doing a lot of content about Sex and the City. It's super fun. They also do a lot of other TV shows that are on the air now or maybe were on the air in the past. We have a discount code for you. If you go to The Dip, that's DIPP.com/subscribe. You can use the code DIPFRIENDS, DIPPFRIENDS for 20% off. So you can get some and just like that content and just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that. So, I mean, I couldn't help but wonder. I mean, anything really. Like, who knows what's going to happen?
I can't help but wonder how Carrie and Big are actually still together after all this time.
Right. Yeah, of course. The real question is how many divorces have they already had? Yeah. It's not like, are they going to get a divorce? It's like.
It's not like when the camera wasn't on them, they were doing just
right.
fine.
Like, how many times have they already broken up?
Yeah.
Also, I couldn't help but wonder whatever happened to Pete.
Oh, I think Pete's living on a farm now.
With the angels.
He's living on an angel farm.
Pete and I almost called her Jessica Fletcher. Elizabeth Taylor. Jessica Fletcher is Angela Lansbury's character in Murder, She Wrote.
Yes.
But if I ever have a dog, I'm going to name it Jessica Fletcher.
We've settled one thing for sure.
Yeah. I couldn't help but wonder what I would name my future dog. Figured that one out.
All right. Well, we'll be back when there's more to say, I guess.
I guess there will be.
Thanks for listening to our little mini episode.
Mini app.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the episode. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram at We Couldn't Help But Wonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation. Also Twitter at WCHBW Podcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. We would love if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review there. Most importantly, stay safe, and let's all take care of each other.
Do we have to clap?
I don't think we really have to clap. We'll just like start our conversation okay. With purpose and
like licked leaked scripts.
Licked screeps.
Licked screeps or licked scripts. We have Kathy Ang. Ange. Kathy Ange. Ang. Ang. Kathy's joining. She was in Detroit. I'm from Detroit. I wasn't in that movie, though. Hughes. Whose funeral do we think they were filming? Hughes.